Sydney. And I woke this morning to the news of this West Footscray fire. It is still burning. Authorities issued a watch and act warning just before 11. And for residents within 500 metres of the fire and a 2 kilometre exclusion zone has been established. Now, joining me is Russell Boone, a former senior firefighter and Director of Capacity Building Emergency Services. Russell, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dennis. How are you?
I'm fine. The news is all over Sydney as well about what's happening in West Footscray, but what's the current situation?
Right now, we're in the trailing ends of the MFB getting on top of the situation at the moment. We've got some fairly strong winds which are dissipating the smoke, so nothing like this morning's footage that we all were treated to.
Now, if I'd been coming into work, heading in along the West Gate, that would have been so evident. And evidently, from the studio there at 3RW, it's very clear that the smoke is still very much in the air.
Yeah, right now, the smoke is pretty spectacular and visible from pretty much the whole of Melbourne. So it's, quite widespread.
Are people in danger, where, like health-wise, if they're too close to this?
No, the warning that went out this morning, as you put at the beginning of this interview, is that the authorities have asked people to stay indoors, close doors and windows, and await further instructions. That's perfectly valid advice, and for the people within the 2 kilometre exclusion zone to stay off the roads and stay out the way of the emergency services. So they're in no immediate danger, and fortunately, as I said, Mother Nature's here to help. We've got winds strengthening and rain expected tomorrow.
Do we know the what's burning? Do we know what's inside?
Well, we actually have an industrial factory, and we know it has a range of chemicals inside, and that was what led to a heap of the explosions earlier. But their full extent will probably be revealed a little later when the MFB gets a chance to get inside and have a look around.
And it's probably too early for this, but is there any suggestion that it might not be an accident?
It is too early to tell right now.
All right, Russell, good to talk to you. 20 years experience. Do you miss being on the forefront of fires?
At times, but then again,